everybody. Welcome all to K-Drama School. I'm your host, Grace Jung. How are you? You guys, it is very hot here in Madison, Wisconsin. I am officially moved into my new place. It is perfectly suitable for me, just me. And things are slowly coming together. Yeah, I am going to estate sales. I am going to antique shops. I am going to Target. I am going to all the places to get the things that I need in order to live. And it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous how much stuff a person needs. And it's absurd. It's actually kind of embarrassing. It's really ridiculous. Like, when I think about the amount of stuff that I threw out in Los Angeles before I came here, and then the amount of stuff I'm currently acquiring and accumulating in order to make up for the things that I gave up, it just makes me feel like nothing but a wasteful consumer, you know? But what are you gonna do? Like, this is how it goes. This is where it's at. This is what we're doing. This is why we're here. I need to get the things that I need in order to live, right? In order to live the life that I want to live. It's so strange, though. I do feel ridiculous. Like, how would a person in India, you know, judge this lifestyle? Like, I'm not talking just anybody in India, but I mean, like, a person who lives as a saint on the street. Like, how would that person regard my life, you know? Because I am, in part, that being, and I'm looking at my life, and I am judging it. Maybe they would say, don't judge it. I was rewatching a movie that I love called A Serious Man. It's by the Coen brothers. Came out in 2009, I believe. And I watched this film when I was in Seoul as a Fulbright scholar. And I watched the film. It was like Apple iTunes, like download to rent. And then I rewatched it again. And then I watched it one more time because it was like a film with such profound depth, but in the most simplistic way. And I thought I didn't understand it the first time around. So I had to watch it again. And then I had to watch it again. And it's ridiculous how many times I doubted my own intellect. But you know what helps? Like, I thought the movie was bad. I think that's why I was rewatching it. I was like, how could this movie be bad? It's by the Coens. Like, it shouldn't be bad. But then I rewatch it. I'm like, I still don't know how I feel about it. And then I read Manola Dargis's New York Times film review on the film, and it was making so much sense to me now. I was like, oh, this is what it's about. And present day, I don't even know what it is that I read from Manola Dargis's review. I know nothing about it. I was rewatching this film just from like the POV of the absurdity and the uncertainty of life. In fact, you could even go so far as to say it's the cynicism of it, but it's not. Like, if you think of it from the point of view of like Kabbalah or like, you know, Judaism, it's not absurd or cynical. I mean, it is absurd, but it's not cynical. It's absurd with a sense of humor. I think that's why I love Jews, you know, like I actually really appreciate Jewish rabbis. I think they are incredibly wise. In fact, they're very Zen-like. They're like Zen monks. Yeah. Build it up and then deplete it, or build it up and know that this still means nothing, in that kind of regard. And rewatching it today, the movie was profound, utterly profound, and utterly hilarious, profoundly funny. Stephen Park is in the movie, and he's so funny. An actor named David Kang is also in the movie. Hilarious. Check it out if you haven't seen it. Why am I talking about this right now? I guess I'm talking about it because, you know, I've lived in different cities multiple times in my life. Like, I lived in New York, I lived in Seoul, I lived in Berlin, I lived in LA, and this is now Madison, and it's a different feel, a different vibe. But there is this urge in me to want to permeate myself into the community somehow. And I don't know how to do it yet, but I'm on my way. I'm trying. I'm going to do things. I'm going to make stuff happen. If you guys have any ideas, you know, let me know. But Yeah, first I'm going to start out with the arts and lit and comedy community, see how that goes. And then we'll slowly take it from there. I did go to the farmers market a couple times this week. They had it on Wednesday and on Saturday, and both days. Wow. The stuff here is amazing. The produce is remarkable. And blueberries cost $8 a pint. That's crazy. Is that crazy? I don't know. How much are blueberries? Are they like $4.99, $5 a pint? But these are, you know, a farmer's market blueberries, so I guess they're a different level. I did get a pint of strawberries. I think they cost like, no, I got 2 pints for $7. See, that wasn't bad. And the strawberries were phenomenal. They were really excellent. It makes me wonder why I ever ate strawberries from the store ever. Yeah. In any case, you guys, let's talk about K-dramas. So right now, I don't have the mental capacity to cover a lot of K-dramas, new ones. I can't watch them. So I'm going to be covering an old school K-drama. This one is called Summer Scent, and it came out in 2003. It stars some very beloved Hallyu actors, Song Seung-eun for one, and Son Ye-jin for another. And Song Seung-eun worked with the director of this tetralogy, is it called? Tetralogy. It's like a three thing. It's like he has like the seasons. He has four shows, okay? He's done four shows. They're not all written by the same person. The woman who wrote Autumn in My Heart also wrote Winter Sonata. But then this one is different. It's called Summer Scent, and it stars Son Ye-jin and Song Seung-eun. Now, this is from 21 years ago. It came out in 2003, and Son Ye-jin is like still charming back then as she is today. She's still funny and sweet. Like, there's just something really special about Son Ye-jin. I just adore her. Song Seung-eun, he is like a really fantastic actor. Very small, subtle, simple, and he's not afraid to be camp and go there. And he knows he's the pretty boy, and he really works it on screen. And I genuinely wonder, like, what is his deal? Is he crazy? Like, I want to know. Like, I want to interview him. If I could just interview him and get to know him a little bit. Like, do you have anything going on down there? Like, below the surface of your handsome exterior. Also, what are you going to do? What's going to happen to you? Like, what's going to happen to you in 10 years? You know? Because he's older now. He's older. He's getting old. And it's like, is he going to start playing dads soon? He did play a dad in, like, that political drama where he plays a father, but he didn't know he was a father. In fact, he's not even the father. He's being scammed into thinking he's the father. It's a very complex show. I couldn't finish it. It's too much. It's a headache. But Summer Scent, let's get into this one. The premise is what's funny to me. This is it's a melodrama, but with comedic elements. But this part is not supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be like shocking and sad and melodramatic. So here's the deal: Song Seung-eun's character, he loses like his fiance. She dies in like a car accident, and she was an organ donor, so she donates her organs. Okay, so he loses his lover. Now, at the same time, Son Ye-jin's character is this young girl, a young woman who needs a heart transplant. Do you see where I'm going with this? All right. Like, she was on the list for a heart transplant for many years, and then the day comes where the person with the right blood type and all of that, like, is donating the heart, and she receives this heart. Yeah. So Son Ye-jin's character gets the heart belonging to Song Seung-eun's character's dead fiance. Okay? And they don't know this. Now, in the first encounter, every time Song Seung-eun's character walks by Son Ye-jin's character, her heart starts beating, like, very fast or loudly. And then, and then they just start to work together. Coincidence just happens, and they start working together. And then they eventually start revealing things like, oh my god, turns out like she had this heart condition, turns out the person's heart was his ex-fiance's, and that's where the drama ensues. Okay, also Son Ye-jin's character has a boyfriend. Ryujin plays that character. Ryujin is amazing, by the way. He also looks a little bit like Song Seung-eun. So that was like the weird trippy thing about watching this show. I'm like, Son Ye-jin is surrounded by two guys who kind of look alike. Anyway, yeah, So the question in this drama becomes, whenever her heart beats, is it in response to Song Seung-eun's character? Like, is this from Son Ye-jin? Or is this the heart that's beating from the dead fiancé? Like, is this the leftover residue of the dead fiancé? Is that why she's beating? Is that why the heart's beating every time Song Seung-eun is around? Like, that becomes a weird, dicey thing. Isn't that camp and crazy? That's ridiculous. That's so funny to me. Anyway, this was a drama in 2003, and I don't think it was as successful as Winter Sonata or Autumn in My Heart, but the director, what's his face, Yoon Seok-ho, he became like very, very famous due to the success of Autumn in My Heart and Winter Sonata. And Song Seung-eun is in Autumn in My Heart. So this is Song Seung-eun's like comeback, like working with Yoon Seok-ho again kind of thing. Yeah. Anyway, I thought it was just really funny. The way that the show resolves itself is also hilarious. Like, basically, there's just, like, Song Seung-eun's character receives news that Son Ye-jin's character was going to go and get another heart transplant. Yeah, like, the one that his fiancé gave her, it was, like, kaput. And she had to go get another one. And then somebody lies to him and says that she died on the table. When she didn't. And then years pass, time passes, and then they meet again, and she has a different person's heart, but the heart still beats the same way. So they're like, oh my god, this is true love, like this is authentic. And then they decide to get down with each other again. So funny, just so funny. Anyway, I guess it's an appropriate show to cover since it's summertime, and the title of this series is Summer Scent. Yeah, check it out if you're into old school K-dramas. If you love Son Ye-jin, I would say this is a fun one to check out. Like, she has a very fine balance. Like, she toes a very fine balance with, like, wit, humor, acting like the silly goose, and also bringing in the chops with, like, her melodrama stuff, you know? Anyway, Son Ye-jin, I could talk about her for ages. If you guys have not purchased my book, K-Drama School, A Pop Culture Inquiry into Why We Love Korean Television, please do so. Also, if you have not reviewed the book, please write one on Amazon.com. If you have questions or comments or feedback about the book, you can leave comments on YouTube, on K-Drama School, on Instagram, on TikTok. But your reviews do matter. You can also review this podcast on iTunes, Apple. You could also review it on Spotify. Give it 5 stars if you like listening to what you hear. And yeah, check in, say hello. If you have shows that you want to recommend me, if you have shows that you would like me to cover, please feel free to email me. I am using both emails, kdramaschool@gmail.com, also info@kdramaschool.com. Feel free to give a shout. If you want me to visit a city or town somewhere in the United States or North America, you know, I'm here up in the north, west, Midwest, so Canada is not too far. If you want me to visit a city in Canada or the United States, let me know. Let your bookstore know, and I will make arrangements to stop by and give a reading, offer a book tour. All right. So yeah, I really appreciate your support, and take care of yourselves out there. Drink lots of water. If you're not watching tennis, why aren't you? Check out Wimbledon. I was watching Coco Gauff play today. Emma Navarro beat her. I also watched this young woman from New Zealand who also went to a school in University of Texas, UT Austin. Yeah, University of Texas Austin. Lulu Sun, she beat Emma Raducanu today, and I was like, oh my gosh, I was like really into that. I was like, you know what, yeah, take down Raducanu, because I was like Leila Fernandez all the way, so like I'm not team Raducanu. But seeing the stadium cheer for Raducanu so blatantly nationalistically, leaving this poor nobody, like Lulu Sun had like no followers on Instagram, like nobody knew who the hell she was, and here she was just like climbing, just like killing it 3 sets, and she beat her. And I was just like, oh my gosh, beautiful, 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 beautiful. I love seeing breakthroughs like that. So check out Lulu Sun, check out Wimbledon, and drink lots of water. Take care. Peace out. Bye.